God's Word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 13. The Apostle Paul writes, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words."
Lord, the light from the fire doesn't warm our hearts like it ought to, and the Christmas carol sounds so hollow in our ears. I'm a million miles from home. Lord, I'm feeling lonesome, lonesome for the place I long for so dear. So I know the perfect way to spend this holiday. Why don't you come and take us home with you? Lord, why don't you come and take us all home for Christmas? Just wrap us all up in your arms of shining love. Ride us through the clouds on magic sleighs. We'll be the gifts on your birthday. Why don't you come and take us all home with you? There the light from your eyes will warm our hearts forever, and a new song we'll be singing loud and clear. There'll be no time between us then, and there we'll feel contented, contented in the place we long for so dear. So I know